Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Jill Reed. Alan Minskoff has been with me, and we've been talking about great audiobooks all week, and it's come to the end. So how are you leaving us this Friday? What are you having us carry into the weekend?
Well, this was my favorite listen of these five, and I think I can explain it pretty simply. First thing, Monica Ali is an enormous talent,
Yes. And
she is very clued into the culture that she writes about. Love Marriage by Monica Ali, read by Aisha Darker. And Aisha Darker is a Bombay-born British actress who has a splendid voice, you know, one of those Brit-inflected voices where she also does the Indian accents very, very well. She knows whereof she imitates. Her intonations are very good with the Brits and with the many doctors, you know, the very sort of doctors who know it all, who inhabit this remarkable story. It's a dark comedy. There's a lot of authenticity about the medical world. It is a story of a young doctor, a woman, whose father's a doctor, and the man she is presumably going to marry is a doctor. But Darker's performance is truly award-worthy, and I believe we gave it earphones, we did, because she pulls you in. She's just remarkable. She inhabits every character, whether it's an American Freudian who is the doctor for one of the docs, or it is the very Indian-sounding father, Dr. Giormi, who is from Bengal, or the many women. This is really a novel about women.
Yeah, she writes about women a lot, Monica Ali.
And very well, I might add.
I'm a big fan of hers. And Aisha Darker, what's interesting is she has very few audiobooks, you know, as I looked it up. But one of the audiobooks she has done, I think she's done 9, and I'm not sure why, and hopefully she'll do more. But one of the 9 is Brick Lane by Monica Ali, which was shortlisted for a Man Booker.
Yeah, she's very well thought of it. I have looked a little bit at the reviews of this, and they've been quite good. It's funny, and it is, of course, in the Joe Reed wheelhouse. It's 16 hours of funny.
Yes, and that's rare, because often if I want funny, I have to realize it's not going to be long.
No, it's true. There are a lot of mysteries that are revealed in this novel, which I love, too. I love it when things are revealed as you go along. You don't know everything, paragraph one.
Exactly. I like that a lot. And I don't mind not knowing for a while. I don't mind not knowing, actually. You don't have to tell me everything. I can work things out. It's really good. I want to hear some.
Okay, so we are going to hear, it's all told from the point of view of this young doctor. And where we find her now is with her doctor father, who, of course, she calls Baba. So we will now hear her talking about her dad.
Okay. This is Love Marriage by Monica Ali, read by Aisha Darker.
Baba removed his spectacles and considered. He had a habit, when thinking, of taking off his bifocals and folding them up, as if the truth could only be seen by looking in rather than out. He sat straight-backed on the wooden chair at the splintery pine dining table that served as his desk, with files and drawers stacked above and below. He had an office, the front room as it was always called, which had been kitted out with great ceremony some years ago when he became a partner in the GP practice at which he'd worked for the previous decade.
She has a lovely voice.
She really does.
I really haven't heard her before.
And in case I forget the name of the lead characters, Dr. Yasmin Gorami. And this is her story, and it's a fascinating story. She's very real. She's vulnerable. She is sensitive. She wants to do her best at her profession, yet she questions it. I think it is one of the more enjoyable novels that I have listened to, and I listened to a lot of them this year.
And this is the one I'm taking to the beach with me.
As you should.
It's not that I don't want to think, I do want to think, but I want, you know, it's comfort, just comfort that makes you laugh.
There's nothing wrong with witty, intelligent entertainment that also leaves you with some thinking.
Absolutely not. Okay, that was Love Marriage by Monica Ali, read by Aisha Darker. What a way to end.
What a fun week, and it went too fast.
It definitely did. And thank you so much, Alan. I hope you have a good month, and I'll talk to you next month.
And I look forward to it.
Behind the Mic is supported by Oasis Audio, publishing titles for all ages. Find out all about it at oasisaudio.com. Behind the Mic is produced by Jessica Lockhart. Robin Witten, Michelle Cobb, Emily Connolly, Sandy Henschel, and Alan Minskoff are contributors. Jennifer Dell is our editor, and the music is William Ross Chernoff's Nomads, Four Ways. And I'm your host, Joe Reed. Good listening.